Good morning.
I saw a story that was very disturbing, and I wanted to get your take on it. The miracle of childbirth turned into tragedy on the death by a local area couple who sought the services of the Greenhound Birthing Center in Okemos to bring their baby into the world. The couple was attracted to the Greenhound Birthing Center because they offered a more natural form of childbirth. Tell us about this story.
Well, unfortunately, this is not an accident. We're seeing more and more of these cases where women who are growing dissatisfied with the obstetrical community because physicians just don't take the time to spend with their patients to foster a good, you know, patient-doctor relationship are seeking out the services of alternative places like birthing centers. And these birthing centers are, in some cases, providing risk to women who have high-risk conditions, such as diabetes, post-dates, pregnancies, or in this particular case, a frank breech presentation, which is a very high-risk situation and should only be managed by an obstetrician in a hospital setting. And they attempted a breech delivery vaginally at a birthing center where there was no equipment available to do a cesarean section, no physician there capable of doing a cesarean section, and perhaps more importantly, not having resuscitation equipment available to resuscitate a baby who's born after a stressful birth. As a consequence, this baby died.
Not to belabor the fact, there's a loss of life here, so that's a very sensitive situation. But it sounds like the couple involved here perhaps didn't do enough research into not only this facility, but to the way they did things and what would happen in an emergency.
Well, I think that the focus ought to be on the care provider, not on the patient. The patient discussed their concerns with the care provider, and we're reassured that this is a normal process, that birthing center is the safest place to be. In fact, it was hailed as safer than a hospital. You know, I've got another case in the Detroit area. The woman has got multiple advanced degrees, master's degrees, and a very sophisticated woman who was receiving care at a birthing center, and her baby died as well. So it's not a question of the patients not doing the right things to protect themselves. It's the patients being lulled into a false sense of security based upon claims made by the birthing centers that they're capable of handling high-risk situations when they're really not. I think that patients in this state and everywhere else should have the right to rely upon the integrity of care providers, and that if the care providers are in over their head, they get referred to an appropriate medical specialist. That's the issue.
We have contacted the Greenhouse Birthing Center and was told that they had no comment. I asked for an attorney, and they told me that that information wasn't available. So we are trying to contact them. So where are you in the process of this lawsuit?
Well, we're in the process just of getting it started. Under Michigan law, you've got to file a notice of intent. That document's been filed, and 182 days from the filing of that, we'll be filing a lawsuit in the Ingham Circuit Court.
Brian, tell me about these childbirth centers. Are they licensed? How do they work? Is there a lot of them, not only in the mid-Michigan area, but throughout the state?
Well, it's very disturbing to know that many of these so-called birthing centers have no license at all. Michigan is one of only a handful of states around the country that recognizes something called direct entry midwives. A direct entry midwife is someone who can just simply declare themselves a midwife by virtue of home study, personal experience, or what have you. There are no requirements in Michigan that these people even have a license. And people are holding themselves out and managing high-risk pregnancies with little or no training. And in my opinion, that's just unacceptable in our modern society where obstetrical care is readily available.
So,
It's not as if we're in a community where there's a shortage of obstetricians and gynecologists. There are an abundance of those resources available in the Ingham County area.
All right, Brian, what do you think could be done so this doesn't happen again?
Well, I think it's very important that women ask questions and women find out about birthing centers and whether they're capable of dealing with high-risk situations. And more importantly, I think it's time we have legislation in Michigan, like we have in many other states, that regulate birthing centers and mandate consultations with obstetricians in certain high-risk situations, such as this case with a frank breech presentation.
Do the plaintiffs bear any responsibility in this type of situation?
The parents did what they were supposed to do. They sought out care from a birthing center. They were reassured by the personnel there that they were fully capable of handling this situation. And I think the consuming public has a right to rely upon people that hold themselves out as care providers who reassure them about their concerns and tell them that they're going to do a good job caring for their child. This woman, this couple are not alone. There are many, many families around Ingham County and around the state of Michigan and around the entire United States who have become disenchanted with the quality of care provided by obstetricians and are seeking out these alternative centers. But what we don't know is how little training these people have.
All right, Brian, we appreciate your time. We want to stay in touch with you and follow this story as it goes through the process. Very, very interesting, and we're very sad and sorry for the loss of the baby. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you again soon.
Oh, you're welcome, and let's hope we can prevent future disasters like this. Thank you.